This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending June 21st. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $240.89, which was $9 higher than the previous week. There were 725 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, that was at $232.13, and that was $2.58 higher. The total reported box beef volume was 6,884 loads, which was 397 loads less than the previous week. Exports were at 827 loads, which were 255 loads lower than last week. The formula trade was at 3,686 loads, which was about 53% of the total loads sold and 64 loads more than last week. The outfront sales, they were 1,124 loads, which was 145 loads less than the previous week. All in all, volume was just a little lower in most of the regards as prices creeped up this week, but sales seems to be pretty good going into that 4th of July weekend. The cow cutout, which is a major source of ground beef products, was about $5.35 higher at $203.70, and 90% trimmings were about $7.50 higher. Slaughter cow prices normally shoot up around the 4th of July since cow runs are extremely short at auctions during the peak of the summer grazing season. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was steady to $2 higher on a live basis, and dress prices were unevenly steady at $237 to $238. The average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 1,253 pounds, which was 2 pounds lower than the previous week, and that compares to 1,259 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending June 7th was 6 pounds higher at 850 pounds, and that compares to 853 last year and 835 pounds for the previous 5-year average. This is the time of the year when we normally increase the weight seasonally until we top out sometime mid or late fall. The choice select spread ended the week at $7.50, which was about 60 cents lower than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.